to you. Did she press play? Listen, you guys, the way we are ready to record and my shades just dropped on my face.
But it's funny because you're gone, and so I was just dying.
I feel so, like, I feel in my element right now.
I know, the
like,
sun
just
is
the sun,
finally
the wind,
shining.
The drinks, the liquor,
everything,
the weed, the food. Like, I'm just so grateful.
Hey guys.
Hello, and welcome back to the
So, oh my god.
It is like 21 degrees in the mega city, like they say. But it probably feels like, I don't know, 18.
Oh, whatever. Same old, same old. Like, it's so annoying.
Let me actually see the weather. Oh, so 18 degrees. But feels like 18. Wow, for once. Okay. Excuse me.
Someone said for once. I'm
dying. But
then dying.
It's going to be, take this in. Wednesday is going to be 23, but a thunderstorm.
No, oh, of course.
Can't we just have 23 and sunny? What is the problem? Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, at least today is a nice day for the game two.
Yes.
For the Raptors. Mm-hmm. Jurassic Park, whatever. It should be lit. If you don't want to go to Jurassic Park, you guys can go to Celebration Square or the Brampton Gardens, whatever it's called, to watch it. But we'll see how they do.
Yeah.
I know, honestly, I won't be watching it. I really don't care too much. I'll just catch up with it.
Yo, I'm telling you, we're bandwagon. Like, we don't even care.
You know, I have to work in the morning, so I don't have time to be sitting up till like 10 o'clock because they're in their, like, third penalty round or whatever. I don't even know. Like, it's just too much. But good luck to them. Good luck, Drake. Keep looking how you're looking. Yeah.
So, Senior Gumboy, he fucking posted a video, and he's like, how there is a new dance challenge called the Raptor Foot.
I was fucking crying. It was like, he's like doing the crip walk, but his feet are like, he's doing some weird ass shit. Like, I can't even explain it.
Yo, it's like, yo, like, Jamaicans make a dance out of everything. And honestly, it's the best thing to do. Like, you know, it's a good feeling to see, like, when you're an artist and someone plays your song and everybody's just doing
dance.
Fucking
dance.
Let me
tell you, if you guys want to see a hardcore Jamaican Rasta man, anything like that, go to Sugar Daddy's on Saturday night.
I'm dead.
You will see them doing their dancing at the end. You know what I'm talking about? How they all just dance in a line and they have their...
But you know what? That's what I miss about Sugar Daddy's, though. Because it was they did that. It's like, when you went to Sugar Daddy's, it's like, you know everybody's always dancing. Uh-huh. Like, I love that. That was back in the day, though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so here's the Raptor Challenge new song. Apparently, like, he doesn't know who exactly made the song, but someone did a mix for him for it, so
catchy. I will not lie to you. I feel like that can pop off at Luxie.
So. Oh, of course.
Nah, that's not bad. It's funny, but it's just, at the same time, it's so dumb. Like,
yo, I was crying.
Hey, people come up with the weirdest shit, eh? But if someone's embracing it, someone likes it, so.
Exactly. So, holy Raptors, we're cheering for you. I don't care. Like, as much as I don't watch ball or whatever, I'm sorry, it's just not my thing. Nobody in my house watches it. But, of course, anything Toronto, I'm about. It's even funny because at my work, they sent an email, right? And they're like, oh, we do have another Toronto sports team, you know. And then they're like, oh, the Blue Jays are going to play their game. I'm like, who the fuck cares right now?
If we really
like,
care about the Raptors, what makes you think that, yo? Listen, do you know there was a tattoo parlor that was giving away free Raptors tattoos?
So really?
It had to be a certain amount of size, like. It was just like a tracing and outline of a Raptors. I swear, I'm not gonna lie, I would just get it for fun. Just a little outline, but like, people actually did it.
That is actually hilarious, yo. That is so funny. Yeah, like, there's even been people, was it Taco Bell? They're giving out free tacos.
If they win or some shit like that. And then, like, yo, even the merch store downtown by the Skydome. What do you call it now? The Rogers Center?
Yeah.
They're selling, like, their stuff for some extra kind of prices, yo.
Oh, hell no. Hell to the fuck no. But, yeah. Good luck to the Raptors. We're just here. We don't even... Sorry, basketball was never on my top 10 of things to watch or do. Like, there's been times I've gone out, and then the place is packed, like, at a bar or something. I'm like, why is it so packed? And it's because a game is going on. And I'm like, oh.
The Raptors, the Leafs, the Kings. Like, I don't even care, yo. Like, listen. I'm more into, like, parties and concerts. Like, sports is just, like, the hype. Listen, I only hype because everyone's hyping. Like, I don't care.
See, speaking of concerts, I even mentioned to you I wanted to go to a concert, right? So Lizzo is coming here in September, and I'm just like, oh my God. So basically, I've seen her on Instagram before, but I didn't really know who she was. But basically, she's just this, like, plus-size beauty who's just so bubbly, so yo-free. Like, I just love her. I love her song. Like, and I'm just like, yo.
Where's she from?
Does it even look like you know? She's American.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where exactly. But she's really good. She was on The Breakfast Club not too long ago. And it was hilarious. Like, I was dying. Wow. So,
And so she sings about, like, R&B? Like...
She's just a whole mix. You know, alternative maybe. Even rap a little. Like, it's just everything. And, like, she was also on Lip Service too. And, like, I was like, yo, like... I don't know. She just sounds like a cool person. And it's not... I don't necessarily go to concerts that often. But she made it, like, me want to say, yo, I want to go to a concert. Like she seems like a interesting person. So, I'm looking forward to that. I really want to go. Like,
where is it going
to
be? At, like, a theater?
I think Rogers. Oh, wow. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. No, not Rogers. Where is that place? ACC? What is it called now?
Oh, the Scotiabank.
Scotiabank. Whatever the fuck.
Why they keep changing?
But I was just like, damn, I would love to go see her.
I want to try concerts, but I want to try, like, different weird ones. Like,
the last one I went to for a hip-hop star was it Bad Boy?
I think, yeah.
The 25th anniversary? I think that was the last one. And before that was Drake. That was 2013.
I think the last one I went to was Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You've been to a lot of concerts.
A lot. I wouldn't even mind, yo. Like, I heard Bad Bunny is coming to Brampton on August 10th.
He's coming to Brampton?
At some theater, yo. Listen, I'm going even by myself, yo.
Yo!
I like Bad Bunny so much. Like,
oh, my
go.
God. In Brampton? Oh, God. Probably the Rose artist. Theater, maybe.
I don't know, but some other artist. And I don't care. I like Bad Bunny.
Oh, Lord.
I
was thinking about that the other day, going by myself somewhere.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's okay to, yo, I feel like this, like, we're all older now, we're adults, sometimes, like, not everyone's free when you want them to be, and, like, it's like, you don't want to hold off on doing something because everyone is busy, so it's like, even if you want to see a movie that you really want to see, and no one's free, just go by yourself, or if you want to go to try this new food place, go sit down and eat by yourself, like, I feel like it's totally okay, like, I don't think it's weird at all.
Yeah, like, I don't know, what was I was listening to, the Black Widow podcast is called, and it's basically like little, like, maybe 15 to 30 minutes of, like, kind of like sex stories, right? Or hookup stories.
I want a Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow.
I
mean, okay.
Right now. I love listening to podcasts.
It's so bad because when I'm at work and, like, sometimes my headphones, because I'm using cheap headphones right now. And, like, sometimes, like, when they're obviously at the sex part and they're moaning, it's, like, that part gets so loud. I have to pause it and take off my headphones. Yes, it's that one. It's by the famous Nobody. I think his name is, like, Eric Dizzy. It's, honestly, it's good. Like, sometimes I'm like, yo, why the fuck is it so short?
Yeah.
But it's good. Like, you have to listen to it from the beginning because some of them are, like, series. Yeah. And some of them are just random stuff.
Okay.
But, so his recent episode he put out, it was about, like, an older woman. She just got dressed and went to, like, to go see like her favorite like band at like a bar or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was like she looked around and she seen a man that she wanted. So it was like she just walked, she seen where he was, and she just purposely bumped into him, like, and he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, da 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 da." It just struck the conversation. Okay. So like I was kinda like, "Oh, like mm-hmm. Is it comfortable going to the bar or whatever by yourself?" And it's, I see people do that, like, you know, whenever we go to restaurants,
yeah,
there's people by them just sitting at the bar by themselves.
It's totally normal, especially if you're trying to meet people and mm-hmm. stuff. I feel like it's okay to like get dressed up and do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's okay. Like, maybe when we were teenagers, we thought it was weird, like, oh, yeah, you're such a loser, you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. But like as an adult, I feel like it's okay, especially yeah. if you're trying to meet somebody.
Yeah, like you just like, go sit yeah, there. Order, you know, a couple plus, drinks.
Honestly, now we have our phones. So yeah. It's like we can just put our head in our phones and just eat our food and drink and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know some people, like, they're good. Like, they'll just come sit there. They just strike a conversation with somebody, the person beside them, the mm-hmm. bartender, whoever. But I feel like for me, I would be more like, okay, let me just
But
come.
You know, I feel like if you go alone, mm-hmm. it will happen more often than as if you
right.
go.
Right,
so
that's
because
true.
We don't go alone, we go together, mm-hmm. we don't see that. But I'm sure if we went alone, like, people would engage in conversation with us more.
That's true,
alone,
too.
Right?
I don't know. I've Let's only tried it. Sitting at the bar once. Only one yeah. time I've done it, I think at Warehouse. Mm. I sat at the bar. But other than that, I've never really sat at the bar or ordered food and like...
One time I did, you know, mm-hmm. I was coming back from work and mm-hmm. it was like Friday or something and I didn't have anything to do. And like, this is when I was single.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went to Jack Astor's on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sat at the bar and I like ordered nachos to take out.
Oh, okay,
and I
okay.
just sat at the bar for like a few minutes. And honestly, within like a few, like while I was waiting for my food, mm-hmm. like a few people talked to me. Because you're like, oh, like, how come you're by yourself? Or like, oh, like, did you just finish work? Like, it's like, because you're by yourself, I feel like people ask questions, right? And I felt like, no way, like, I felt okay being by myself, like, mm-hmm. not being with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even now, I'll go to the movies by myself. If I really want to watch it, like, say it's, like, Tuesday and I want to go watch a movie and, mm-hmm. like, my friends are working and I have free time, like, mm-hmm. I'll just go, right?
Right.
Like, it's so weird, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is so weird. Okay. Well, in Toronto news this week, the man accused of using a rental van to plow down and kill pedestrians along a busy Yonge Street last year is scheduled to appear in court today.
Damn.
Alex Manassian has been charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder and 16 counts of attempted murder in connection with the devastating van attack, which occurred in April last year.
Damn.
Okay. Now, for those of you who don't know the story, this will probably go in, like, Toronto history.
Okay,
so you don't remember the story?
No.
You don't remember the story when the man drove that truck down all along Yonge
Street? Oh,
yeah.
Yo, yeah, I didn't go to work that day. Thank God, because, yo, let me tell you, I would have been right there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now what happened with him?
So he's finally scheduled to appear in court. Lord Jeez. God. Like, honestly, so for those who don't know the story, he basically just rented a van and just basically drove along the sidewalk killing so many people. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he kept going. Like, it's not like he even saw. Mind you, this is in the daytime, so there's people
like
along the street, lunchtime.
And in that area, people go. It's a lot of office and businesses, mm-hmm. so people go out for lunch. So a lot of people are walking on the street. Yonge and Finch, it's like
mm-hmm.
uptown, downtown, kind of. Like, mm-hmm. it's very busy.
Nah, like that, I'm sorry. I don't know about 10 first-degree murders or whatever the case. He just needs to go. Like,
but the thing is this. It's like, now, the reason why his issue was, oh, you know, women, they don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
They always diss me and da-da-da because of my religion or my beliefs. Yo, get the fuck out of here.
He put that on his
yo.
Facebook or something like that, right?
Shut the fuck up, yo. At the end of the day, it doesn't give you the... If a woman doesn't want you, yo, it doesn't give you the right to go and drive your car down and kill people. Like, get over it.
Mm-hmm. Women like, are saying it's a mental health issue
Listen,
and blah, blah,
they
blah.
They need to stop with this mental health business because... Some shit I get. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really mental health. But then now you have people that are using mental health as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
and so, you just can't.
So, one person is in custody after police say a Mercedes smashed in the front doors of several businesses and a community center in East York late Tuesday night. Okay, around 11:30 p.m., police say officers received a call from the staff at an Ismaili community center.
Of course.
Located on Bartley Drive after a vehicle reportedly smashed into the building. The black Mercedes sedan smashed into the doors of the building and proceeded to damage multiple businesses in the area of Eglinton Avenue and Laird,
Laird Drive.
Okay, so a number of stores, including a Home Depot, HomeSense, Staples, Marshalls, were targeted along with a Mazda dealership and Mercedes dealership. Police say officers responding to the incident were able to locate the vehicle and initiated a pursuit. They followed the car onto the Down Valley Parkway and Gardiner Expressway, but ended the chase near Highway 427 due to safety concerns. Eventually, a parking enforcement officer found the vehicle in Scarborough and the driver was arrested.
Damn.
So, the 25-year-old male is facing multiple charges, including dangerous driving and mischief to property. So, who knows what the problem is? But you mean to tell me the police had to chase you from Don Valley onto the Gardiner all the way to 427? That means he got pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
And the man went all the way to Scarborough and he got caught. Fam.
It's not even worth it, fam. Now look how much trouble you're gonna get in for what?
Oh my god.
For nothing.
Like, I wonder if him smashing into the businesses, if it was on purpose or not.
Maybe.
Because, like, I don't get it. Like, why would you smash into it? And then you're running away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And that car stolen?
Who knows? Who knows?
Like, why would you do that? First of all, people are watching you everywhere. So why?
But anyways, so apparently after the Raptors game, a bunch of people were watching the game inside their home and then but went outside and began having an impromptu celebration in the street after the final buzzer. A male suspect then arrived in the area in a red Volkswagen Jetta and got into a confrontation with the group of people in the street. The male confronted the group over a female who was partying with them and all of a sudden produced a knife and stabbed a 23-year-old male who was a part of the group. Okay. After the stabbing, the male suspect fled on foot. And then the victim was found in an alleyway. He collapsed and he didn't make it. So he passed away. Sure. All right. He had a significant stab wound to his upper body and was administered CPR at the scene.
Wow.
But he was pronounced dead. All right. His name was Tyquan Brown. That's the one who passed away. Rest in peace. The suspect did know some of the members in the group, but he didn't necessarily know the victim.
So why did they approach him in the first place?
That's the thing. They don't even know. The victim was not known to police at all as well. The car, the Jetta, has been located, but they can't necessarily find the suspect, but now they did. They identified him as 20-year-old Dylan Duarte of Hamilton. He is on a warrant for first-degree murder, so they haven't caught him yet, okay? So they consider him armed and dangerous.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he basically killed somebody for no reason. Mind you, you're 20, fam. Life barely started for you. Barely started.
I don't know why you want to judge your life.
So, like, it's like we don't even know what even happened between them, that the man even had to pull out a knife and do all that.
I can't believe that. Why?
Like, come on, guys. I know we're celebrating and all that, but yo, like, I hope this really wasn't after over a female. Because that's what they're trying to say.
It's that's over the dumbest shit ever. That you can fight over any, like, male or female, boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever. Just so stupid. For your life? Nah. Come on now. Now you're being dumb.
That is way too much. So, 5 of Toronto 11 beaches along Lake Ontario will be open to the public for swimming on Saturday. But the officials say that the remaining 6 are not usable due to high lake levels and damage that has caused to the shoreline. Okay? So,
does it say which ones?
Bluffers Beach, Center Island Beach, Cherry Beach, Kew, Balmy Beach, and Woodbine Beach will be open on Saturday with lifeguard supervision for designated swimming zones. All right? The remaining beach on Toronto Islands, as well as Mary Curtis Park East Beach and Sunnyside Beach, are closed. Okay. On Thursday, Lake Ontario's level broke 76 meter mark, its highest level in recorded history, prompting the city to suspend ferry service to Hanlan's Point in the west of the island and close off to Gibraltar's Point to the public. There is no word on when the 6 shuttered beaches will open. First of all, let me tell you, I don't really even know half of these beaches I just mentioned.
Cherry Beach is a nice one that you said you want to
go. I want to go to Cherry Beach though.
We'll go, yeah, let's go. That's a nice one.
That one is cute.
But like, yeah, the water's pretty bad.
But it's like, first of all, the weather is not even right for these to even be open.
Here's the thing about Canada, guys. In the States, you guys have your beach. Like in Florida, North Carolina, you guys have an actual sea, like a sea. We have lakes. So our lakes are already gross and like, they're not tropical, nothing. Like Miami was beautiful.
Miami was super
nice. Our water's not like that. So it's like, even these beaches that are opening, it's like, it's nothing, like, it's still cold.
Yeah.
Like, to sit on the beach and chill, it's nice, but to swim, I'm not swimming in that.
That's the thing. I was just like, what the hell?
But, Well, I could say I'm not surprised. That's for sure.
I'm just saying, people, be careful, yo. Because...
And, yo, to all those stupid people who want to go to professors, like, and chill with their friends, but not know how to swim and go in the water, stay the fuck out in the water. Because every year you hear, oh, some man drowned in Professor's Lake. Well, then why are you there?
Last time I even seen, there was like an E. coli warning in the lake. I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, no fucking way. All right. So in a previous episode, I spoke about Jason Mitchell getting dropped from his misconduct allegations. You know, several women have come up and complained about him. So it's even to the point where he's getting his like nomination TV award nominations pulled. So, you know, as you know, Jason Mitchell, he was the one who played Eazy-E on Straight Outta Compton. He's also currently on The Shy, but he's been dropped from that as well. Literally, his agency dropped him, everything. So right now, he has no job, no nothing. You know, a lot of people were coming down on Lena Waithe saying, okay, you're the creator of this. Like, how come you haven't done anything?
Right.
You know, but Lena Waithe even said, like, she didn't necessarily know until maybe the end of season one.
Really?
So, pretty much, yes, she is the writer or the creator of the story, but she doesn't own it because she sold it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it's like, yeah, she has ties to it, but it's like...
She doesn't.
Not necessarily, but she knew about it after a while, and she was assured that everything would be worked out. But I guess apparently not. So, you know, I don't watch The Shy, so I'm not sure.
Me either. I don't know.
You know how it is. But yeah, that, like, definitely sucks. Like, you can't be doing that. Like, females, come on now. It's already weird as it is. You know? And it's like, it sucks because it's like, you're even doing it to the person who plays your girlfriend in the show. So it's even weird to begin with. Like, obviously, you guys are going to have kissing scenes, yep, sex scenes, sex and all that. And then even outside of that, it's still kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm. I get what you mean, 100%, for sure. Like, this isn't... Yo, it's just awkward.
So, a couple of days ago, Shade Room was posting about Chef Lawrence and, I guess Chef Lawrence had a rant. Now, for those who don't know Chef Lawrence is, he is a chef in Brooklyn. He has a show called Hustle and Soul on WeTV, right? And I just recently just binge watched all the episode. Now I'm caught up or whatever. And like, honestly, the show is like ratchet. So basically, Chef Lawrence, he owned a restaurant called the Pink Teacup in Brooklyn, right? And then basically the show is based on the dynamic of the restaurant, whatever. So that's what got to me when I first like read about it. I'm like, oh, this is good. It's different. It's not like Love and Hip Hop. It's like, you know, it's different. Girl, if you guys thought Love and Hip Hop was ratchet, watch the show. It's not as ratchet as Side Chicks of Charlotte or whatever, but this is ratchet.
Really?
Oh my god. Like, so I think right now they're on their third or fourth season, but apparently Chef Lawrence went on a rant recently, okay? And I'm just gonna play a clip.
Quick TV, you never had them. You had that practice. I brought you a real hood that America caught on to. Didn't even believe in me. Y'all said I was gonna get canceled after the first six episodes. Cancel me then, mother. Cancel me. And watch what you do after that. I'm always gonna be great because the world loves me. I'm a real mother. Ain't got no record. Never been to jail. Never been locked up. Never had to taught myself how to cook. And y'all gonna take my life and try to fuck it. No, y'all.
Okay, so I don't know if you can hear that properly, but pretty much, I guess the show is canceled now. So Hustle and Soul is canceled.
Oh,
I'm so sad. So he basically went on a rant saying, like, why would you cancel? You know, he mentioned the Braxtons. You know, he said, listen, like, I gave you a real kind of show in a restaurant, whatever. Cool, no problem. Okay, this is when he was on FaceTime with Anna, who's his wife. Love her, but she was low down and dirty for this recent episode. But anyways, so pretty much this recent episode, and I think this is why they dropped it.
Okay.
This recent episode, but the thing is, for me, it's like, I don't know. So pretty much there's this girl named Cola who is the bar manager. Okay so he had a restaurant and Brooklyn, then he opened one up in Miami,
okay,
right? But then after, the ceiling collapsed in the Brooklyn restaurant, so then now he only has one in Miami, and I think he's gonna open one, if not yet, open one in Atlanta, right? Cool, no problem. He sells like chicken and waffles, stuff like that. Apparently he's honestly really good, right? Cool. So in Miami there's Cola, who's a bar manager. Anna, his now wife, I think then they were engaged, was the, she's basically the store manager, yeah, like whatever it is. And then they have Dandy, who is also some sort of a manager because she was running the Brooklyn one when they moved to Miami, right? Anna and Lawrence have children together, okay? They're engaged. But Dandy also used to sleep with Lawrence. Okay, so you can imagine in a small restaurant, like the stuff that's been happening.
That's too much, yeah.
Right. So there was some animosity. I guess Sandy doesn't like Cola. Cola doesn't like Sandy. Anna's been hearing that Cola's been talking shit. So they had a sit down, okay? They had a sit down. When I mean,
yeah,
Anna and Sandy both jumped Cola. Like, I was like, what the hell? They jumped her. And mind you, these girls know how to throw hands.
Were they from New York?
Mm-hmm. They know how to throw hands, okay? Mind you, though, every fucking episode, there's some kind of fight.
Mm-hmm.
But this fight was just too much.
Too much.
So, yo, maybe people were complaining like, oh, why would you guys jump her? Why would you guys? Maybe that's why they canceled it. I don't know. Maybe it's not but getting still, enough views. Like, I don't know. But honestly, that show was less about the food and more about the fights. Drama. Yeah, and the drama. It was too much.
Of course, but I feel like that's what makes a show, right? It has to be drama.
Mm-hmm.
Drama.
That's the thing. So I don't know if WeTV just said, hey, like, this is too much. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, maybe the numbers aren't right. Like, I'm upset, though, because I actually like the show. You know me. I watch all the ratchet shows. Yeah, so, for me...
But there's a lot of people like you that watch it. That's the thing. That's what sucks.
But it's the thing is, what they did to Cola, that alone, I was like, nah, that was wrong.
Like, they just, yo, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
It was hella wrong. I was like,
Like, just at the same time together?
Mm-hmm. First, Anna jumped her, and then Thandi jumped in.
Now, that's bad still.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad.
It sucks, but yeah, I don't know why Lawrence is acting like, because every episode he's like, oh, this is a restaurant and you guys keep fighting, but it's like you're making these girls fight.
Yeah. Well, he expects them to not fight. That's the thing. But it's like,
how?
Of course they're going to. If they're working together, it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I was dying. So,
wow.
I'm upset it's done, but you know what? It's for the best, because what did
it it's going to be like that, then yeah. Hmm.
It was not right.
Yeah, well, speaking of TV, so last night there was a, I guess, UFC or a boxing match or something. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure. There was, like, a bunch of fights, and then I guess they had their final round or their final, like, what do you call it? The main event.
Okay.
And so I don't know their names, but everyone's posting memes about, like, oh, I'm never working my core out again. Because basically the guy that won the fight, like, he's chunky. Like, he really looks like he doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he eats, like, fast food. But then he ended up knocking the guy out. He, like, knocked him out and he won. So, like, now even Charlamagne was like, oh, I'm never working out again. I hate ab workouts. But as we witnessed last night, what's the point? The belly fucked up the church's money. So basically they're saying, like, he doesn't even look like he works out, but he still won. So he's like, what's the point of working out?
Yo, okay.
It's so dumb. But like, but yeah, so that was like, I guess, what happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, obviously, the Raptors game. Good luck to that. Yo, let me just tell you. I just came, because you guys know I like the Kardashians. I just came across a post, and I was like showing the before and after their plastic surgery, how they look. And let me tell you. Ooh, fam. Thank God they did it. Like, some of them, they just, like, I guess, like, they look fine. They look regular, but it's like, yo.
Yikes. So, in other news, fake cannabis was found in Ontario, and it's 100 times more toxic than fentanyl. See, you people already are
so
just,
so, this is
like,
the government weed.
Sure, who knows if it's a government lead, but you guys are just like fucking it up. We barely got a chance
to,
and you guys are fucking it up. So an overdose alert has been just issued for the province of Ontario. Police have discovered a pot-like instance or a pot-like substance that contains a drug that is 100 times more toxic than fentanyl. Damn.
Wow.
Come on.
And fentanyl kills you even just, like, with touching it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is just too much.
So why are people doing it? I don't get it.
Who knows?
Maybe it's drug dealers who want it to be illegal again so they can make their money back.
Who knows? I do not know. But please, do not ruin it. Like, yo, we already got this far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
Just let it be legal and leave us. Like, stop doing it. Like, stop.
It's too much.
Because, so, like, the more we take advantage and the more we, like, break the rules, they're going to take it back and say, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll ban it again.
Oh, Lord, I'm still going to do it either way, so
yep,
it doesn't even matter. Oh man, so previously I spoke about Remy Ma, mm-hmm. and I know in the previous episode I kept saying ankle bracelet. I meant ankle monitor, okay? Yeah, I don't know these things, like whatever. I'm just saying ankle bracelet, ankle monitor, okay? So I was saying, and Remy has like an ankle monitor around her ankle, obviously, and like how she's been charged. So basically, Remy Ma is now facing 4 charges in alleged assault case involving Brittany Taylor, okay? Wow. Including 2 counts of assault in the 3rd degree, 1 count of aggravated harassment in the 2nd degree, and 1 count of harassment in the 2nd degree.
What?
All of the charges are misdemeanors, okay? It just sucks because, like, Remy went through all that for so long. She's finally out, back with her family. Mm-hmm. You know, she had a daughter.
All that for nothing.
All that to just try to throw her back. And now I know they posted bail, she paid it, and she's out right now. But it's like, yo, every picture she's posting on Instagram, you just see the ankle monitor right there. I'm but just like, bro. What can she do, though? But it's like, she wants to break free of that. Like, it's like, she has her curfew. Like, fam, you need to go make your money, and you got a friggin' curfew. And she had that before. Like, when she just got out of jail, she had to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what the hell happened? Mm-mm. Give this woman a break. She can't go back again. Now, if the assault actually happened, but I need to know, because Brittany Taylor, I already know how she is. She talks a lot of mad shit.
Does she?
She does. So, I need to know. I need to know what's happening.
Mm-mm. In American news, there was a 10-year-old girl is celebrated for rescuing her little sister from drowning in a pool. Mm-hmm. So, there's a clip of it. She's basically drowning, and the sister comes and saves her.
Okay.
Heart-stopping video. A 3-year-old saved from the brink of disaster. Watch as little Callie Dallas jumps into the pool at her Atlanta apartment complex, a round green floaty around her waist. She bobs in and out of the water, struggling with her inner tube, flipping upside down, getting tangled before suddenly slipping under the surface. You can see her 10-year-old sister Jayla race to pull her out.
She was like heavy. So I had to pull her by her hair, then I grabbed her by her.
So, like, honestly, yo, now that the summer is getting, it's coming and the weather's getting warmer, yo, you guys, be careful around water. Like, especially if you don't know how to swim, yo, just stay away from the water.
But who was watching the 3-year-old kid?
Well, then again, I don't know. It's Atlanta. They're living in a complex, so.
But, like, I don't get it.
Like, there should be a parent. Like, that's the thing, too. Is like, parents, you guys, if your kids are swimming, you have to keep an eye on your kids, yo.
Like, the thing is, you can't. But a 3-year-old, though, you can't, like, just keep an eye.
Watching
them. No, you can't even.
In there with them.
You have to be in there.
Holding their hand.
That's crazy.
People don't care, I'm telling you. People do not care.
Nah, that is not right.
I'm sure the parents are getting in a lot of trouble for that. I'm sure. Mm-mm. They have to. Like,
that is crazy. So, a couple weeks ago, Shamia, if you know Shamia, she's best friends with Portia from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. All right. She also had a daughter, and so did Portia, like, a couple months after. Okay. So, Shamia decides to throw her daughter Shia a 6-month birthday celebration. And I was just like, is it necessary? Then again, it's some rich people shit.
Right.
But is it necessary?
But I'm sure even the rich people are gonna think the same thing. They're gonna be like, what the hell? I'm sure of it. Like,
like, what do you guys think? Like, I don't know. Like, really? 6 months? Because to me, this is how I'm looking at it. You had a baby shower.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they had the gender reveal.
Now it's a 6 months. I don't know if they had a christening or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's another one you could throw in there, too. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a year. Like, I don't know.
I think it's too much. Like, honestly, even the whole baby shower gender reveal, I think I would do it a 2-in-1. Like, it's a baby shower, and you also get to see the gender at the same time. Like, people do it separately, but I don't know why. Like, you're still bringing in the baby either way.
I know, but to have a 6-month
then now, like, see, now that's pushing it. Like, is that necessary? Like, I feel like if you're rich and you can afford it, then go ahead.
But that's the thing. I'm saying, is it just rich people shit?
But I feel like even the rich people are going to be like, oh, she's extra. I'm sure of it.
Because 6 months, I'm just like, I get it if you're happy, you know, she's 6 months now, right to take. But to have a whole celebration, mm-hmm. like, can you let your baby grow first? Mm-hmm.
So, did she say, like, what the theme would be like?
How it's just princess theme. Pink everywhere. Mm.
So she had it already?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So that's where I'm like, kind of like, maybe it's just some rich people shit. But for me, I was just like, bro, like, I don't necessarily see the point. I feel like at
6 months, I'd still be exhausted with a newborn. Yeah. I think you're planning a whole thing.
Like, is she not even going to remember it? She not even, like, you mean to tell me another 6 months I got to come to your shit?
Even at one, the kids don't remember nothing.
They don't. Oh man, I don't think I would have. Yeah, it's for the parents, literally. I don't think I would have a 1-year-old party. I know a lot of people do, but I don't think I'll do that.
Yeah. I feel like it would just be cute with the mom and the dad and the siblings, you know, like.
Just like yeah.
Immediate family.
Immediate family, that's fine, but to have like a whole celebration, everybody bring your babies and. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
So, Lil Durk reportedly denied bail in Atlanta shooting case, maintains his innocence. He's pleading with the judge to allow him to post bond after he turned himself in for his alleged involvement in an Atlanta shooting. Mm. These rappers, these new kids now are just being...
Shrug shoulders. Young. Like, I was even telling my brother, literally earlier today, I'm like, you see all these rappers? You see how it's going? I'm just saying, just pay attention. Mm-hmm. That's all I said to him. Pay attention. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Because now he's saying, oh, he was not involved in the February shooting. And says he's innocent of the 5 felony charges against him.
It's just like Kodak. Kodak's not coming out of jail. Mm-hmm. He's in jail right now. He's not coming out.
I was her name.
It was denied bail.
He went... Bobby Shmurda. He's
still
in jail.
Mm-hmm. 6ix9ine. Girl. These rappers are coming
out for life.
It's like you guys just came out.
I'm in your 20s, yo. They're younger than us, right?
Jesus.
They're young too.
Like, I'm young. Like, damn, not me, yo.
You gotta make your money slow and consistent, just like how all these people, like, who P. Diddy, 50 Cent, like, they're older heads, but they're rich because they're smart. Mm-hmm. You young guys just want to come out now and make the money quick, but then you get in trouble.
Yeah. It's too much. And then it's like, because of the fact you've been to jail, it's like, now it's like you're kind of like, you know, you have that under your belt. Mm-hmm. It's like with the whole Meek Mill and him trying to get into mm-hmm. a Vegas, like, casino or something like that. They said no, they denied mm-hmm. him. It's like
so it's like, how much is your fame really worth?
Mm-hmm. For someone to come say, oh, you can't come into our spot. Mm-mm. Or, oh, you're involved in a shooting. It's like, you have to understand, when you're in the public eye, everything you say, everything you do, especially with social media, everything's it's on all about, you. Mm-hmm. So you gotta own what the fuck you say and mean. Mm-hmm. Just because your life is, like, on that bigger scale, right? If it was someone like me or like someone like you, it's like, okay, maybe your immediate circle would be affected, but it doesn't affect the whole world. But
and it's like, even if you're just like an average person, no matter what you do, because you're under the public eye, it's gonna be seen as bad. Like, say, mm-hmm. me and a queer right now, we can be out here at a restaurant smoking weed and no one will say nothing. Mm-hmm. But if we were under the public eye, they'd be like, oh, they're high, stumbling out of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll make a lie out of it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, every action you take, you gotta be careful.
Man, I don't know. And I think it's because they are young. They're just making silly mm-hmm. mistakes. But it's like, at what point do you say, yo, like, mm-hmm. this can't be happening.
Yep. Exactly. Oh, goodness lord. Now, apparently, Lala Anthony is joining the cast of Beverly Hills.
Yes. 90210. Why are they redoing it again?
Huh?
They're redoing it again?
I don't know. Like, yeah. Like,
because there was the one back in the day. Then there was the one with Mac Wilds, right? Yeah, yeah. And then they're redoing it again?
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know.
It's okay.
I don't know why they're doing it again.
Okay.
But whatever.
I mean, telling you, this right now, it's all about reruns. So, and a remixing things, like,
yeah,
I don't know,
like because stuff,
good, I'm glad really? She got a role and yeah. all that, good for her. Mm-hmm. Lamar Odom admits that his drug use led to him to threaten to kill Khloe Kardashian.
I heard some other shit about that too.
You were hiding your drug use and your sex addiction from Khloe.
Yeah, well, you married, you don't want your wife to know that you sniff coke and
have strippers.
Have sex with other women.
Secrets that were getting harder to hide. In the book, Lamar recalls one drug-induced rage, hallucinating and paranoid. He says to Khloe, I'll expletive kill you. You don't know what I'm capable of.
I'm pretty sure she had to be scared at that point.
This is the thing. I heard something else on the radio today about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, allegedly now, Lamar Odom is saying how, what Tristan Thompson did by cheating on her mm-hmm. was wrong. He's like, how are you gonna go do that to my girl? But the thing is, he cheated on her so many times. So now that Tristan does it, how are you to say, why are you cheating on her for?
Oh my
when Lord. Look how he fucked her over and treated her from before.
Oh
you're not entitled Lord. To that opinion.
What the hell?
Yeah, and then the girl on the radio was like, yo, like, hey, those are, he's one of those people that like say, you shouldn't do that, but he still goes and does it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he cheated on her. So you have no opinion or say interest in cheating on her.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know what is happening. So apparently this Asian woman who was the host of an Airbnb calls these black people monkeys.
I don't know. It does. No, it says on the Airbnb four. Description. It says four in a couch. So that's five. You had it on your Airbnb description.
Which monkey is gonna stay on the couch?
Which monkey is gonna stay on the couch?
Which monkey?
No.
Okay, so
which monkey's gonna stay on the couch?
Right, so okay, a black chef and his friends encountered a racist Airbnb host in New York City. So her listing said that there was four beds and a couch.
Right.
So then they assumed, okay, that's five people, four beds and a couch, right? But apparently she was like, no, you guys have too many people. It's only four beds, so it's only four people. Mm-hmm. So that hence that's why she's saying, which monkey is gonna sleep on the couch? But it's like, what do you mean, which monkey?
Yeah.
First off. And second of all, why? Is it a crime or a sin to sleep on the couch?
Especially if it's a pull-out couch?
Mm-hmm. So, those people were actually, she was trying to kick them out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm sure when you set up for an Airbnb, like, they don't ask you how many people, they just tell you what the accommodation is.
Yeah, and the accommodation said five people.
Oh,
that's what he was trying to say. But then, and then it also says four beds and a couch. So her thing is like, no, who's gonna sleep on the couch? But regardless, why do you have to use monkey?
Like, and then, yeah, like,
regardless,
like, what does it matter to her who sleeps where? Mm-hmm. I have to say, and it's all black people?
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessary.
Yep. So that was just
And how do you know one person's not gonna sleep in the bed with somebody else?
Mm-hmm. But then again, it's all guys, so I don't know. But yes, most likely guys would sleep on the couch.
Yeah, of course. Everyone's gonna have their own room.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That is just people are fucked. Okay, man who sets himself on fire in front of the White House has passed away from injuries, all right?
So what was his whole purpose? Like, what was he...
We do not know. People are saying, you already know, his family said they were concerned for his physical and emotional welfare. So once again, it's going towards mental health.
So he wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. He passed away, obviously. He was 33. I don't know. Like, they don't know if he had a motive for setting himself ablaze or what, but that's honestly, I don't even know what to say about that one. There's nothing to say.
Like, America, you guys need to, like, step up. Like, listen, in New York, a teacher is reportedly on leave after allegedly having students participate in a mock slave auction.
What the hell? Why? What's the teaching in that?
She did not get the memo. Like, according to ABC 7 New York, a fourth grade teacher at North Elementary School has been placed on administrative leave after being accused of having white students bid on black classmates during a mock slave auction.
Why?
So, the mother of the black students say the incident happened earlier this week and has had horrible impact on her child, who was instructed to call the white student master. Not only was the author student, another student put up for bid, but they were instructed to call the winning bidders by master.
What?
He no longer wants to go to school, has stated. I didn't want to be black. So basically, I guess they're having history class or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to do like a mock slavery auction.
Mm-hmm.
Which, fine. If that's how you want to teach your class, then go ahead. But like, for you to allegedly pick out the white kids to do the auction and pick the black kids.
Is that what she did?
Yeah. Like, if you wanted to do that, to show your class what it was like, then mix, like, have everybody do everything. Like, have the Chinese kid auction the white guy.
Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't matter regardless. It's wrong regardless of skin color.
Yeah. So it's like, she tried to do it, but when she did it, she put, like, the black kids up for auction. So it's like, yeah, you're trying to do a mock. Like, you know, in law class in high school, we used to do mock trials, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, we wouldn't have, like, the black kid be the person who's, like, there for the crime.
Yeah.
Like, the black guy would be the judge. Like, it just, we wouldn't, like, if we're gonna do something to mock history or mock the way that things in society work, we're not gonna actually use the stereotypes. Like, that's what she was basically doing.
That's
she was
fun.
Yeah. So she's on leave. First of all, she should just be fired.
Why is she on leave? What the hell?
No. Anyone else would have been fired. But she's on administrative leave, meaning she's doing other duties and not just, like, actually teaching. Oh, administrative, no. Like, doing, like, office stuff or whatever.
No.
But it's, like, you know, going back to the whole thing with, like, the monkeys. Like, yo, why do people... I just don't see. Like, maybe because we live here, we don't see things like this happening often. Like, maybe it does, but it's so unusual. But it happens so much in America. Because this is in New York.
That's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That... Like,
And then even this one now. New documents in Jesse Smollett's case show inaccuracies. Police may have reported as facts.
Oh my god. Here we go. Well, nobody's saying anything. So how are we even supposed to, like...
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So,
That is just too much.
Yo, this one Fashion Nova bikini keeps popping up. I'm gonna have to buy it still.
I'm telling you. That's why I don't follow no clothes. I follow, like, some influencers, yeah, but I can't follow the clothes pages.
But then this,
it'll
this
make
is
you
want to
buy everything.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Even the shade room, I just scroll past it. I'm just like, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not trying to, you know? So... a couple episodes back, we were talking about how people don't wash their chicken.
Right.
So, we follow the Don't Be Mad podcast on our Instagram. And they're actually from Montreal. There are a couple of guys who just talk and whatever. Same thing. Whatever. Right? So, they had Chef Gabriel on that episode. And, like, they were putting it on live. So, I was watching the live, right? So, no, I was listening to a little bit. I was, like, a little bit towards the end I caught.
Right.
And then they were talking about certain things and stuff like that. Chef Gabriel has a restaurant. I forgot the name. Anyways, because we were talking about it, And because he's like white or like, I don't know, Middle Eastern, maybe, I'm not too sure his background, but obviously he's not colored. Mm. Right? So whoever was doing the live, I asked him, I'm like, yo, ask him if he washes his chicken. And this is what they had to say.
Need that blood, bro.
Baby, you have a question.
Yeah, honestly, you gotta kill something for it to be good.
You have a question.
Kill the soya plant.
Someone's asking you, do you wash your chicken?
So that was you.
Yeah.
So
I wash my chicken.
Yeah, if you wash chicken when you cook.
Yeah, I've had that before. But you know what? It's crazy. It's only like, not to like, what you call that? Fuck, I'm having a blank. But I'm just gonna say, but it's not only black people ask me if I wash my chicken.
I believe it. But you, but I think it's culturally that you guys do wash your chicken.
No? I'd never wash the chicken.
No?
No, man.
You don't need to wash it. Why do you need to wash it?
I don't know, bro.
I think you're gonna put it.
All you gotta do is just trim off the excess. No, you gotta wash your fucking meat.
Dude, you're putting it in an oven at 400 degrees.
Yeah, you're gonna blast it. Okay, there's one thing about meat you should know. There's no bacteria that could go inside of the meat. So let's say meat is like infected with E. coli and everything, that's a whole thing. But let's say you have a good piece of meat, right? If it's bad, you could literally just chop off the bad part and sear the rest and cook the rest, and it's fine. But that's for red meat. For chicken, it's a different thing. You gotta cook it to a certain temperature, like 160 Fahrenheit. That's like minimum for chicken, right? So you gotta attain that. So it doesn't matter if you washed it or not. There's no more fucking bad shit on it.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's about necessarily like bacterial base. I think it's more of a practical base, because we also like marinate our food before we cook it and all that shit.
And I think also like
it's more of a peace of mind.
What like my mom, she do extra work, she does the chicken and everything like that. It's to also like remove bone fragments, to remove. Because an ex who I used to date before, she worked at Olimel, whatever. Yeah. I've seen how they handle the chickens over there.
And gross.
It's disgusting. And
yeah,
I think that's
a massive factory.
It's a massive factory, but it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And this was like Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu, like, over there.
I know what Jack's that is.
And the thing is, it's like...
You saved your life.
I see how the people handle the chickens. Like, it's touching a whole bunch of stuff before it gets packed in. I think that's why a lot of people have that fear. That's why they clean off the excess bacteria. Because
right.
you don't know. Yeah, you could cook it in the oven. Obviously, it's going to kill bacteria.
Yeah.
But there's other people that prepare chicken different ways. And I guess you want to get that off first. And you also want to season it and have it tasting as fresh and as good as possible. So you put vinegar or lemon juice or anything like that to clean it.
But I feel like that applies more to like vegetables. So basically, this is my theory. Like, yeah. I'll wash anything that, just by reflex, I'll wash anything that you could eat raw. So, like, I won't necessarily wash a potato before I peel it, because I'm going to peel it, I'm going to put it in the fucking water, I'm going to boil it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to put it in one water, and then I'm going to switch that water, and then I'm going to boil it. So it's like, you know, like, I wash carrots even though I peel them. You know, it's crazy. It's like carrot, and they're both like root vegetables, right?
Yeah.
But I'll never eat a potato raw, but I won't wash it. But the carrot, I'll peel it, I'll scrape the sides of the tip and everything, and then, yeah, sometimes maybe I'll wash it to get it more crisp, but a lot of times I'll just, you know, throw it in the pan or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, no, sorry, the opposite. I got confused there. I confused myself. Sorry.
Okay, so I was like, fam, you don't even wash your potatoes, yo?
I still wash it, even if I peel it. I just
fam!
I get it. The hot water is going to boil off everything.
But
I feel like just for a peace of mind, for me, I would just wash it.
Like, even before, okay, I get it. You're going to peel the potato. But still, wouldn't you still wash up the dirt, like, regardless? Like, why would you work with, like, bare dirt on your hand when you could just wash it and it's easier and more cleaner to work with? You know what I mean? I don't want to feel no grainy stuff as I'm, like, trying to peel and stuff like that. And you never know. Sometimes you may touch other vegetables, too.
Yep. Cross-contamination. Yep.
Like, I don't know. Like, I get it. Like, all of them are talking from, like, a bacterial standpoint. And I'm like, it's not only about the bacteria.
It's not.
Like, I don't get it.
Like, even for me, the chicken thing, it's like, it's not even just about bacteria. It's the slime and how it smells and how it feels. I just want to rinse it off.
Oh my god, like, I'm just like, fam. And then he's like, yeah, I'll do my carrots. At first, in the beginning, he said, I'll peel my carrots and then I'll wash them. But then after, later, he goes, no, most of the time, I would just peel it and know that I'm going to boil it, so it doesn't even matter. But it's like, I don't even want to see a speck of soil on the carrot, even when I do drain the water. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even want that there. I was just like, yo, are you kidding me? So, yo, after that answer, so, yeah, when they said someone wants to ask a question, that was actually me. And then afterwards, that live, whoever was doing the live was hilarious. He goes, yo, I don't care. I'm still going to wash my chicken, yo. I was crying. So, shout out to the guys from Don't Be Mad podcast. All right, for that. I also wanted to shout out Butterfly Braids, a hair story.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, so this lady, she's a hair braider in New York City. Her page is amazing, like the Goddess Locks, fam. I'm doing Goddess Locks this summer for sure.
I wanted
Goddess Locks, like, you know, the dreads and then it's like curly at the end. I've been wanting to do it, especially like during Caravana weekend. I will try to do it, but yeah, she's a really good braider and she has a podcast on Anchor and it's about hair stories. Pretty much. So sometimes she'll interview her clients. Maybe she'll give us a bit of her, like,
insight
on things and stuff like that.
Interesting.
And I was like, okay, that's interesting. And, you know, like how some people lost their hair and this and that. Like, different experiences. But we all have a hair story, especially us women. So I feel like that is such an interesting, like, podcast. I listened to some of it. I'm like, yo, it's good. Yeah, like, you know, she'll be braiding her client's hair and they're just talking. I'm like, that's really good.
That's just cool.
That's interesting.
Just, like,
yeah, you know, girl talk, hair stories.
There was one podcast that I listened to today. It was very short. It's like 15-20 minutes. It's called The Mindful Podcast. So it's some lady, she has a page on Instagram. I think she's like a psychologist and she lives in Florida. But, like, I don't know, it's like, I'm not into it, but when you listen to it, it's like you feel calm and at peace. So it's like if you have a stressful day and you listen to it, she just kind of gives you like words of wisdom to live by. So it's very short.
But yes, Butterfly Braid, she actually favorited us.
Oh, did she?
So that's why I wanted to shout her out. So yes, hey girl.
I know you wanted to tell me a story, but can I just have a moment to say, honestly, I've been waiting to hear this story from you.
I hope I'm not getting ahead of myself.
Ew, oh my god.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Do you remember one time you came to my work? And I had a crush on this guy, and I said, yo, that's him. So, yeah, I used to have a crush on this guy, but it wasn't even, like, a crush, like, oh, my God, I like him. Like, I want him to be my man. It was more like, yo, he's kind of cute.
Okay.
He's all right. I see him here and there. Because at work, I sit at the back, and there's a huge-ass window behind me. So then when I look through the window, and I look down, he's always right. I always see him because he works outside. So from the window, he was cute. Like, he was, you know, he wasn't necessarily my type, but, like, he was, in terms of face, I was like, yes.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the way he kind of carries himself, not, like, to the T, but, like, I mean, I just, like, he kind of look, I don't know, I just felt like, okay, he looks like a cool dude, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But at that time, I was new. But I, at first, I wasn't really looking at him like that.
Okay.
It was Nancy who brought him up, right? And said, oh, and this is before I even worked there. She was like, oh, yeah, I know this guy at my work that would be good for you. Like, I think he's your type. Hyping it up.
Yeah.
But when I finally worked at her workplace, and we would pass by him, she wasn't initiating nothing or introducing me or nothing. So I'm like, okay, you tell me about this guy, and then you don't put in work to kind of see what might happen.
Yeah.
But then again, I was like, you know what? I just got to this job. I'm not trying to, like, you know, whatever. I'm not focused on it. But, yo, I kept seeing him often. So, obviously, you know when you keep seeing people over and over, and then you start to notice different things about them.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm just like, yo, okay, he's kind of cute. Right?
Yeah.
And then one day, what really struck it for me, and I don't know, it was so stupid, but I was like, okay.
Like one day recently?
No, not recently. Then. Like back then.
Okay.
So one day, I was, okay, for us to get up, I don't even know how to explain it, but basically, when we're leaving work, it's either you're turning left or right. There's no straight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he usually goes left and I go right. I mean, no, he usually goes right and I go left.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when I go left, I'm usually waiting there for a long time because it's a both way. Like, there's no traffic light.
Oh, okay.
So I have to look for both roads, but he has to look for just one, right? Because he's turning right.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, I was here and then he pulls up beside me, but it was like, I don't know if it's the way he was just posted up in the car, just the side profile. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's kind of like, yo, it's cute. Okay, whatever, fine. But it's like, yo, the man will sneak little glances here and there, whatever, but he'll act like nonchalant, like whatever. But for me, I'm more like, yo, if I see like black people, I'll kind of be like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trying to be like, yo, we're the minority here.
Yeah,
like, you know. So, to the other people in his department that work, they're more older men. So, there's, like, obviously a Jamaican old man that's there. So annoying. There's, like, I think he's Guyanese. There's another. So, there's, like, some of them I'm kind of cool with. Like, okay, cool. So, yo, this man would never see him, but I always see him. So, I'm like, you know what? Yes, it's a crush, but it's, like, I'm not making no moves.
Yeah,
but here I have Nancy who knows him. Every time we walk past by, she'll be like, bye, da da da. But I'm like, looking, I'm like, okay, but you're not going to introduce me? Like, you've been talking about this man this whole time, and you're not going to introduce me. Whatever. All in all, when she tried to do whatever she tried to do, it just did not work. It did not happen. Like, it just was bad. Like, even this other guy from a department tried to kind of do it, but it was like, I'm like, you guys are terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is why I just stay in my lane, because none of you guys can hook me up. But when you have an extra, you always say, oh, yeah, I'm hooking. So I'm like, oh, so you can hook your friends up, but me, who's been here the whole time, you can't hook me up? But anyways, I'm like, whatever, go. So it came to a point where now this guy thinks I like him and, like, I'm gonna...
Now it seems like you're desperate.
Yeah, and like, it's awkward because I always see this man, and it's like, now that Nancy left, it was like, there's nobody there to kind of be there and be like, yo, she doesn't like you like that. Like, it's not like that. But because, like, nobody was really gunning for me like that or whatever, it's like they didn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what, whatever. So one day, one girl in a department, she was like, oh, I'm going to start going to the gym. You want to go with me during lunch? I said, okay. This is the first time I started going to, like, our work gym. Right? But she never told me anything else. So I'm thinking it's just me and her. So when it's time to go, it's me, her, plus him.
Oh, my God.
Bam. I was looking like, what the actual fuck? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck, yo? Yo, so when the girl was in the change room, like, changing, it was just me and him. I'm like, yo, don't act like you don't see me, eh? And he's like, oh, what are you talking about? I'm like, obviously, hello, You know what's been happening. Like, I don't want it to be awkward. Like, this is not what it's supposed to be. But because the girl came back out too early, I couldn't make the point I wanted to make. Like, I was trying to say, yo, I don't want you like that. So you don't need to be hiding your face and being awkward. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
Right? But I wasn't able to do that because every time I see him, it's always in passing. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so... So whatever, that's that. But then it's like afterwards, it was kind of like we were kind of saying by force hi to each other.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I can see him from there and he can see me.
Time, so now it's like you gotta say hi. And
so it's just like, oh, hi. Mm-hmm. Hi. And it was so by force. Mm-hmm. And then when I mean is by force, I'm like, yo. But it's like, yo, it's like we both notice each other, but we'll just turn the other side, like not to look at each other, right?
I know those ones exactly.
Okay, but yo, the thing is this, like I said, I talked to the Jamaican man and the Guyanese man, which they work with him mostly. So whenever I come, it's like, oh, the Jamaican man, oh, hi, princess. Yep, da-da-da-da-da. You know, he's bigging me up and share, although he's a fucking creep, but he's bigging me up, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So because he's bigging me up and he's there, it's like he kind of has to engage in the conversation a little bit or like whatever. Cool. So because of those instances kind of happening, it's forcing us to kind of constantly see each other or be in each other's spaces, even though it's just like, hi, good night, usually we say. So then after that, we just started saying by force hi and byes because it was like... He's awkward. I'm just like, yo, now he thinks I'm somebody that likes him, but he turned down. But at the same time, but it was like, yo, it's not like I even wanted you like that. Like, it's not that. It's just, yeah, you're cute.
But that's it.
But that's it. And it's like, let me tell you, the people at my workplace are all old, white, bald men. Like, there's nobody there. So it's like, of course, if I see a little bit of eye candy, I'm going to be like, oh, okay. But the thing is, it's like, yo, even in general, because he's just a black person,
right.
I would have just said hi regardless. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, of course.
But now it was just by force. It would be like, we would notice each other from the corner of our eyes, but we'll just ignore it. Like, we'll just walk straight. Unless, if he, like, we're right in front of each other, then it's like, okay, we have to say hi. But if he's just over there, I'm not reaching my arm to wave, you know what I mean?
There,
whatever. Cool. No problem. So, because there is instances where he works with, like closely with the Jamaican guy and the Guyanese guy, I'm always seeing them outside. So regardless, I'm gonna see them. And because he's always with them, it's like, you know, all of us are in a conversation and you're just standing off to the side. No, you're gonna have to say something.
Right.
But it's like I said, it's usually in passing. So it's like, it's just like a one or two liner and then we're done.
Okay.
No, so it's never like we're having like there's no moment for me to even just be like, yo, I don't like you like that, like, you know, whatever. After a while, I was just like, whatever, I don't care if he's gonna be like acting like that, like not saying hi, then I don't care.
Our age too?
Yes. He's our age. Okay, so after a while, because I kept seeing him outside, it was more constant. Right? Now that the weather's getting warmer, we're getting busier, they're outside more. So it was just like, I'm always seeing him. Whatever. So now the highs are getting a little bit nicer, but I'm the one with the attitude now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, too bad. Like, you need to have a chance to get attitude. Like.
So, yo, he'll be looking at me, and then I'll just look him up and down and roll my eyes. He'll be like, yo, hi to you too. Like, so now it's like,
he's trying to catch your attention.
Right. So now it's like we're developing like a, yo, like I roll my eyes kind of thing. And then whatever. So now it's like, okay, it's a little better. But like, you know, we're just playing around. But whatever, right? Because he's still whatever. Anyways. So now, because now he's seeing Sarah more. Now he's talking to Sarah a lot more, but not a lot, but it's like
more
like this open communication. Now he says hi to her, because in the beginning he wasn't saying hi to her either, right?
Yeah.
Cool. But now, all of a sudden, he calls Sarah his best friend. I was like, oh yeah, so now,
of course.
Mm-hmm. So now, for some reason, now this is like the vibe has changed. It's more like when he sees me, it's always like a kind of like fight thing or whatever. But he was still being weird. Like, when, let's say he's around the guys that are our age, he'll pretend I'm not there. But if he's with like other people, he'll come and bother me, right? A little bit, whatever. Yo, so now I just had enough. I'm like, yo, one day the man wanna say hi, the next day the man wanna say hi, right? So the other day he called me out on it. He's like, oh you don't even want to say hi to me, right? I'm like, say hi to you for what? You see me too, yo.
Why can't he just say hi and like, mm-hmm. why?
But the thing is, I was like, wait, but why is it bothering him now? Like, before you didn't care.
Yo, it's bothering him now because now you are the one with the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And you're acting like, oh, move from here.
Yeah.
So now he's seeing like, oh, okay, so wait, does she like me or does she not?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's curious and now he's like trying to chase you. Like, mm-hmm. okay, like, what's up with her? Before I was kind of like, oh, she likes me? Let me just back up. Because
mm-hmm.
you already know how guys are. But now it's like you're not showing interest in the least bit.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, why isn't she chasing me no more?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's bringing his curiosity.
I was looking at him, I'm like, yo, I always say hi, I don't know what you're talking about, da, 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 whatever. Okay, cool. So now this has been going on now. Okay, this is where it's recent now. When he sees me, he'll do like a little bow, like hi or whatever, and I'll be like, yo, why are you bowing? Like, what's wrong with you? He'll be like, oh, it's a sign of respect. Or like another day, and then another day he'll be like, oh, he'll be like, good morning, and I'll be like, what's so good about the morning? He'll be like, oh, what, da-da-da-da-da. I can't be positive this morning. So it's like, yo, we're going back and forth. So yo, one day I'm like, fam, this guy acts way too similar to me. Like, I just felt like he acts way too similar, right? So I'm like, yo, this guy has to be a Pisces. I have to figure it out. I have to find a slick way to find out his sign. Fam, I already knew his car sticker. It's March. So I was trying to figure out for the longest time if it's a Pisces or an Aries.
Aries, yes.
Okay. So one day, of course, he's in the midst of everybody. And then Sarah and now Ashani has come on tour, walks with us now. So it's three of us. And we were coming back or something like that from our walk. And him and some other people were there. And of course, like I said, when the Jamaican man is there, he's always bigging me up, like, oh, princess, whatever.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, he's giving his attitude or whatever, and I'm giving my attitude. We're going back and forth. And then I'm like, yo, what's your side? Right?
I just said it.
I'm like, yo, what's your sign? Because, oh no, it was like a big commotion where like we were going back and forth. I'm what's your sign? He's like, oh, why do you want to know? I'm like, oh, are you a Pisces or an Aries? And that's when I knew I caught him. He was like, oh, how do you know? And then one next guy beside him said, yo, just tell her what your damn sign is. And then he goes, oh, I'm a Pisces.
Of course.
I'm like, that's why you're so wishy-washy. And I walked away, yo. Yo, everybody was like, yo.
Let me tell you something. A Pisces male and female cannot get along. Like, trust me, I know. It does not work out. They're too emotional, too petty, too sensitive. Like, it just, yo. Pisces girl is one thing, but the
male? Mm-mm. Nah. Fam. So yeah. I walked away and I walked off, yo. Whatever. So now, yo, every time we see each other, it's like, hi, but it's always like a smile. Or like, it's like, what are those? Like, we try to look serious, right? But at the end, it's like we're kind of smiling.
Right.
So, cool, no problem. Okay? Even the other day, Sarah tried to strike up some damn mix-up drama. She tried to say how I said he was not good-looking, right?
Oh, my God.
Yo, so basically, Sarah was like, oh, yeah, she said this about you. Like, she was just throwing false accusations, right? And I'm like, Sarah, when did I even say that? She's like, oh, yeah, she even said that you're not good-looking. Yo. So fam, I walked off, but then the next time I saw him, I was probably going to walk or something, or I was leaving to go home, and then he goes, oh, I'm not good looking, eh? I'm like, yo, so you're gonna believe Sarah? He's like, yeah, that's my best friend. I'm like, oh, that's your best friend? Okay, cool. So notice, so it's like, now it's like we're kind of playing around. Okay, now this is what happened literally a couple days ago.
Oh god.
Okay. So, like I said, we've been saying hi, whatever, it's cool. But one day, we left on time. And he also left on time. But he also left on time with his friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I always see his friend there. His friend, I don't know what he is, who he is. I don't have a name. Like, nothing. Like, it's like, at my work, you don't meet people unless, like, you force yourself to talk to people.
Oh, okay.
That's how you meet people. So... now, me and Sarah left a little later. So, let's say we left the building 5:05, and they probably left at, like, 5 o'clock or something. So, they were ahead of us, right? So, it was him, his friend, and the Jamaican dad, right? Okay, cool. Usually, the Jamaican dad always spots me. Like, he, I'm telling you, what I mean, he's always looking for me.
He's always sees you.
Oh, my God. Nasty. Nasty. So, yo... he saw, I swear to God, he turned, okay, so, me and Sarah were walking, and then the guy from the marketing department, he was like, oh, yeah, your boys are over there. I'm like, who's my boys? And then he's like, oh, them over there. So, when I looked up, I saw them three, and I'm like, okay, so, like, why are you telling me, like, you know? So, me and Sarah start walking slowly, because, yo, I just don't want, like, any interaction. We start walking slowly, but we have a gate to go through. So we put our pass and we open the gate. But when we close this gate, it hits like bing, bing, like hard.
Oh, okay.
So you can hear it from far. So when the gate closed, the three of them turned around and saw it was me and Sarah, oh. Right? Mind you, they're already across the street, but you can hear the gate. And then after, me and Sarah are like, fuck, like, yo, we saw, and then we're like, okay, we're going to go to the car. We're not going to pay no mind.
Just
no
act end. Cool. Mm-hmm. Just walk straight.
Mm-hmm. So, yo, we're walking, walking, walking. They're already ahead of us, so we don't care. They already got to their car from time. Me and Sarah got in the car later. But, of course, as soon as me and Sarah want to leave the lot, who else is leaving the lot?
The same guy.
The same guy with his friend. So, then, because there's two entrances to the lot, so they were in this one. So, obviously, they're in front of us. Fam. So, like I said, in order for us to get out on the street... there's no traffic light. So they're in front and we're behind. Fam, the way both of them were staring hard in the side mirror and the rear view mirror. When I mean hard, fam?
Of course they would. Why not?
Hard.
They're trying to also see if you're looking too.
Oh, fam.
If she's looking too. That's why.
Hard. I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, yo, I'm just trying to get to my yard. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, staring hard in the side mirror. His friend who was staring, and I'm like, yo, what the hell? So I don't know what's happening on that side either, right? So whatever, like I said, he goes right, I go left. So by the time I got to the front, it's like
whatever.
But by the time I got to the front, they were still looking.
Really?
But it was like, I was kind of behind, so it's like, they can still see. But I was even trying to look at the, but like, it's like one of those, you know, when you just randomly check and you're like, why are they staring the whole time? Okay, cool. I'm like, okay. Now, this is the next day. Okay, it's lunchtime. We went for a walk. I said, yo, I didn't bring lunch today. I want to go buy Subway. I went to Subway, I came back, I was on the phone with Nancy, okay? So I'm on the phone, right? I'm leaving the lot. And then in the corner of my eye, I see a car busing a U-turn. Right? But whatever. I don't care. I'm on the phone. I'm just walking. I just see a car busing a U-turn. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So all I hear is, yo, buddy, buddy. And I'm like, yo, who's that? Yeah. Look, I'm having my phone conversation. I turn around. It's him in the passenger seat. So you mean to tell me that your friend that was driving the car, you seen me walking.
You told your friend to turn the car.
Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Park there. Roll down the window and said, buddy, buddy. So I turn around. And I'm like, what the hell? He goes, oh, why are you always on the phone for? Every time I see you, you're on the phone. Huh? Huh? Is how many minutes do you have? The way he attacked, minutes? I swear to God. The way that man attacked me.
Yo, why is he angry? He's just angry.
And I'm like, yo, I'm just here minding my business. Why are you cussing me? Mind you, he's far from me, eh? Because I already been walking. Because right. When he was calling me, I didn't hear him. Yo, I'm like, fam, why are you cussing me for? He's like, yo, you're always on the phone.
Like, so? Is that a crime?
Yo.
You're on your phone on your free time.
Right. So, now, the guy who's, like, driving is just parked there like, I don't even know what the hell is happening. Like... I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you made your friend do a U-turn for that? Fam. But then I'm like, yo, what's the issue with me? Like, what do you want from me, yo? He's like, yo, stop being on the phone. Like, what's wrong with you?
I'm he just like, wants your attention now.
But see? But see, that's the point I'm trying to get at. So now I'm like, okay. Mind you, I'm thinking the man U-turned, he went into the lot. He basically made a U-turn and went into the parking lot. Not knowing, by the time I walked up to the gate of my work, the man's at the same gate. So you mean to tell me you by force made that
U-turn
just to talk to me? But anyways, we're going the same way regardless.
And he could have just sat there waiting.
I'm like, something's up. This is weird.
Yo, he's trying to get your attention now. Because now you're just like, yo, you're not even minding him any business at all. And so now it's like he sees that, because it's like before it's like, oh, this girl likes me. Okay, he felt nice. But now it's like you're just dismissing him. So he's like, yo, like, what happened? Like, he's trying to, now he's more intrigued because he's like, oh, she's ignoring me now.
But see, that's what I wanted to ask you. I wanted to ask you, am I over, like, looking at it? Like, is it like how you're seeing it? But now that I hear how you're seeing it,
yo,
it's like, okay.
I would be thinking the same way as you. Mm-hmm. Like, yo. Like, yo, you want my attention now. Well, mm-hmm. Like, it's too bad. When you get it, you get it. But now you're more interested in me because I'm ignoring you. Mm-hmm. Someone ignoring you like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's how I would see it.
But it's like, yo, sometimes it's just like, yo, when I'm walking into work, it's like, look straight. Don't look nowhere else. Pretend he's not there.
Yo, it's like, fam, I get it. But it's that's so annoying. Mm-hmm. Like, trust me, I've been there. It's like, yo, you just want to go in and do your thing.
Like, the thing is, if he were to ask me on a date, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. I would go. Mm-hmm. But I would give him the hardest time.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you knew that I had a crush on you, but actually you took it as, oh my gosh, I like you. Right. And then you were there, like, being cold and being like, you know. But now it's like the tables have turned. So if it ever gets to that point, I'm not saying that it will. And mm-hmm. just in case I'm misreading the situation. Right. But if it does get to that point, I'm going to give him hell.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I think you just need to be firm. Because look, take it in. It's like, okay, he was not about it when he knew about you crushing on him. Mm-hmm. But now it's like that you're doing your thing. It's like now he's interested. So it's like, I feel like you need to give him a hard time. If you mm-hmm. do ever go out with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to know, like, listen, either you're serious about talking to me or you're mm-hmm. not. Like, mm-hmm. just don't be wasting my time.
Yeah.
That's all
that's
it is.
The thing.
Or even if you guys are not even being trying to be serious, at mm-hmm. least, like, know you guys are on the same page of whatever mm-hmm. it is.
I think it's just, it could be just a work play around thing, yeah. too, you know? You yeah. never know. But, like, for me, it's just like, okay, like, what changed now? Then now you're there, like, for you to tell your friend, yo, stop the car, turn the car,
no,
and talk
because,
to her.
Yo, it's because now you're kind of like just ignoring him and brushing him off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like now it's like he's like, what the hell? Like I was getting all of this like attention from her and now it's like nothing.
Listen, me, when stuff like that happens, I don't get excited because I'm just like, it usually never goes farther than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to mind my own business, do whatever I'm doing. And then,
if it goes somewhere, it goes somewhere. Like, mm-hmm. if not, then...
it's whatever. Yeah. I'm not trying to, like, go crazy over it. Like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Yo, I would just do exactly what you're doing, honestly. He's gonna still keep trying.
He is.
Until, like, he gets whatever he wants from mm-hmm. you. So, but even for you, with that being said, it's like, now, if he wants that, he's gonna have to wait for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to just take your time and do what you feel like you want to do. And if he doesn't like it, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But, like, I get what you mean. Like, it could be, like, a fun
mm-hmm.
kind of work playful mm-hmm. thing. Like, you know.
Because I know when people, like, I've said, like, before, plenty of times, I'd be like, oh, yeah, he's kind of cute. But not mean it in, like, oh, I like him
yeah,
kind of way.
Yeah,
but somebody
yeah.
would take that and be like, oh, Kuya likes you.
Course.
And it's just like, that's not what it is. I just say he's cute.
You
like,
know,
he's good looking. Like,
yeah,
doesn't mean I want him like that.
And that's the thing that people don't understand. People mm-hmm. get too gassed up. It.
Yeah.
But it's like, I can say, okay, you're good looking, but it doesn't mean a thing.
It doesn't mean a thing.
Like, that's what they don't get.
Mm-hmm.
I know, trust me. People are just, like, it's like you're playing, like, a high school game, like a childish game.
Yeah.
You're basically playing like you're in high school.
Yep.
But it's like, you're just minding your own business, but now mm-hmm. he's trying to pull up like he's in grade 12 or something.
Yeah.
Like, in his friend's car. Like... driving up, like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
But
no, I was just like,
honestly, I would say continue to do what you're doing,
right? Not make
if,
any moves,
just,
nothing.
If he wants to come and ask you out or make a move, then okay, fine, let him take you out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But stick to your grounds, obviously, and
mm-hmm.
just give off the attitude that, like, yo, listen, you're not making a difference in my life,
yeah.
Like, I'm just here because you want me to go on a date with
mm-hmm.
you. So,
yeah.
like, make him feel like...
And I'm even skeptical, too, because, yo, it's at work. Like, your work
mm-hmm.
relationships, fam. Mm-hmm.
It gets messy.
Mm-hmm.
It can get messy, depending... Like, you would think now that we're all adults, it's different. But, yo, it's the same as us being grade 11 and dating people at work.
Mm-hmm.
It can get messy.
It can get messy.
One person who's childish and acts like they're in high school still,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
But, yeah. So if it takes you on a date, let him. But yo, I just hope that if it ever comes to that, he's like decent, not like,
yeah.
Can you come pick me up?
Oh no.
Yeah. Can you pay your?
He loves to drive.
Yeah.
He yo, I know what you mean. You just hopefully he's not waste.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
He's just honestly, really, and truly, underneath everything, he looks like a really nice person.
Okay.
He does, but I could see his antics. I'm just like, bruh. Like, he'll be with his friends, and then it'll be, like, he'll be the one telling the story. You know, one of those, and it looks like all his friends are, like, looking up to him. I'm just looking, like,
yeah.
like, your ways. Like, I don't care.
Oh, my God.
And then those are the moments he doesn't want to say hi, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
By the way.
Of course.
Because he's trying to show off.
Of course. But it's one of those that, like, yo, if at some point you guys do what or whatever, if he still acts like that when he sees his friends, yo, I would just go up to him and be like, hi.
I know.
Like, I feel like, you know, I don't know. I'll put myself right in the middle. But you know, it's interesting because, like, now that I'm, like, not single no more,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't see these things don't happen, but
mm-hmm.
from hearing from you, it's just, like, interesting. Like,
mm-hmm.
so it's just like, okay, I'm trying to think of what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I would do the same thing that you're doing, to be honest. The exact same thing.
Like,
and eventually it will go somewhere. Like,
but that's the thing. It's like, is it really going to go somewhere? Because there's many times I've been at this point.
And it hasn't?
And it just doesn't happen.
I feel like it depends on the guy. Like, if the guy really wants to.
Because mm-hmm.
now you're saying you're not going to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just going to go about your business. And
mm-hmm.
if they want to, they want to. But I feel like maybe he's our age. So he'll be, it'll be different. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll try. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see, right? You never know. And now that the weather's getting warmer, people get, like, all confident.
That's
and,
what I'm
like,
saying.
You know, people are outside feeling
I was
nice.
Telling Sarah, I'm like, listen, the sun is coming out. I'm going to start whipping out my dresses. So if that's how it's going to be, well, too bad.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He can't say nothing. He's still going to get the same attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
to them.
Yep. That's all I can say. But yeah, I wish I had some, like, stories this week to get some advice, but honestly, I have none. Like, it was just, like, work, which was just, you know, let me tell you, I see why millennials now want to be entrepreneurs and work for themselves. Like, I fucking get it. Like, I'm just waiting for the older parents' generation to retire so we could just finally be on top of, like, the work economy. Mm. Because it's just...
You know. It's true, eh? Hmm.
But, yeah.
Anyways, guys, let me just say...
Once again...
Yes, thank you once again for tuning in, listening, subscribing, sharing, anything.
All that.
Mm-hmm.
And yo, let's keep our ratings up. Like, you guys, feel free to rate us or comment wherever you can. I'm pretty sure Google Podcasts and Apple and even Spotify. Mm-hmm. Feel free. Whoever a Batty Boy is, yo. I don't know, but you said we're doing a good job. So, thank you. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like...
I just want to shout out my brother one time. Yo, I woke up in the morning, whatever, came downstairs, you know, talking to everybody, and then I see a CD on the counter, and I'm just like...
Yo, a CD,
man? Yeah, I see a CD, and at first I was like, oh, it might be a Ghanaian CD because my parents went to a funeral last night. So I was going to go see what it was, fam. I go see it. It's a Carnival Nations 2019 CD.
Yeah, your brother couldn't get
a
next one?
Son, when I seen it, the way I jumped for joy. Oh my God. Right?
Yo, I'm
going to
have to ask your brother for a next one.
Yo, so I went downstairs and I was like, yo, you put the CD there, right? He was like, yeah. I'm like, where did you get it from? He's like, how the receptionist at his work is playing Master Carnival Nations this year. And it's Kess's headlining it, right? So she was like, oh, how she didn't want the CD. So she said, oh, who wants the CD? And my brother was like, I do, because he knows.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, thank you, God. I'm going to play it tomorrow morning on the way to work.
You're so lucky.
I know.
Tell him to keep an eye out for
you. Oh, my God. I was so happy. So shout out to him, because I was telling you, I was listening to Boozify, right? Mm-hmm. And how good of a CD that is. Let me even tell you, I kept listening to this this week. I'm like, yo, this is actually sick. But then I was like, wait, who made this mix? DJ Shy again. I'm like, see, this man just makes good CDs. Like, he makes so many good mixes.
I'm about to even listen to that right now, because I was thinking about it when you told me. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it. I'm like, okay, can you pull it up and listen to mm-hmm. it? And then I just forgot about it. But now that I remember it again.
No, it's good. I listened to it. I'm like, yo, this CD was good. It's just at the end, the reggaeton just messed up the vibe. Yeah. Yo, it was too much. But everything else, from the soca to the reggae to the dancehall, was on point. Even though it was 2018.
It doesn't matter, yo.
It's still good.
Because 2018 wasn't that long ago.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm so happy. So, I would like to say congratulations to my friend Heather for having her baby. Okay? And the reason why I'm mentioning this is that it's her first baby. She decided to do a home birth.
Oh, my God.
No C-section. Okay? The baby was 10 pounds, 10 ounces.
Oh! Tight, y'all. Jesus Christ, that's a big ass baby.
Yo, I just wanted to tell her, good job, like, good job. And it's her first baby.
Wow.
So it's a boy, and she named him Joey Preston.
Oh, I like that.
And the thing is, this behind the Joey, she actually worked at Joey's, and that's where she met her man.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
So shout out to you, Heather. Congratulations. Yay. A lot of people are getting married. It's marriage season is coming up, so wedding season. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People are having their babies and stuff. It's nice weather.
Yo, Sophia, when is that happening time for you?
What do you mean? You know what's funny? It's always the people in relationships asking me, when am I having a kid? And I'm just like, yo, hello? I should be asking you people this question.
Yo, I don't know still. just going with the flow. Like, I don't know. I think I'm just more, like, excited and curious to see you have a man and, like, you dating and stuff like that.
I know.
I never get to see it. And I
oh, my God.
And I get to see you are in that element.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's like, okay, it's whatever. It's old. Like, yeah. I've been there, done that. Like, but for you, it's like, you know?
It's like, yeah, I haven't seen a queen with a man or whatever.
Like, see.
Or I've never said, oh, like, I'm with my boyfriend. Or me and my boyfriend are going here. Like, that's never in my vocabulary.
Don't worry, it will be one day.
It will. I'm not worried about it. I believe in fate, okay?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
Of course. But anyways, guys.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in once again.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, don't forget to like, subscribe, listen. Tell your friends about it. Tell mm-hmm. your family. We make, like, really, you know, we make longer podcasts. This way, you know, if you're driving to work or mm-hmm. whatever, you have something to continuously listen to.
Right.
You don't have to worry about changing it every second when something's done. Like,
I know. I get so upset when I'm listening to a short podcast.
Yeah, and it's, like, a cool, like, half an hour, 40 minutes. But, yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for visiting the lounge.